Monsignor Bill Smith. I'd like to reflect for a few minutes on the notion of the saints, our best friends, the saints. One of the marks of the Catholic Church, we say the Church is one, holy, Catholic, universal, and apostolic. One of those marks is holiness. Holiness means that the Church's founder, Jesus Christ, is holy. It also means that she has the means of holiness, the seven sacraments. But it also means that some of her members are holy. Some of her members are holy. And that's the notion of the saints. Now, sometimes our non-Catholic friends seem to think, again, that Catholics worship saints. We don't worship saints. We venerate saints. We venerate saints. We show respect to them as you show respect to parents, as you show respect to great friends. And we show great respect. And it's also something, the doctrine of the communion of the saints, this doesn't create obstacles. It creates better communication and better bridge work among the faithful now alive and now in heaven. If someone thinks that there's a problem with making a petition or a request of a saint, you ask them. If you were taking a big test or a driving test or an operation, have you ever asked a friend to say a prayer for you, to say a prayer for that operation? Of course you have. Why limit yourself to the few folks who happen to be in your neighborhood? Why not reach back to all the ages, to Joan of Arc, Francis Assisi, Ignatius Loyola, St. Clement, any saint? That's really what the communion of the saints is. There's a passage in Scripture, in St. John's Gospel. It said some Greeks were in Jerusalem one day, and they came up to Philip and Andrew, and because they were Greek-sounding names, and they asked Philip to ask Jesus something. And that makes perfect sense. It's hard to ask a favor of perfect strangers, but it's normal to ask a favor of close friends. And that's really what we do in the communion of the saints. We ask our close friends and God's close friends to place a petition. Again, we don't worship saints, but we venerate them. And the great diversity of them shows you that God is not stingy, God is generous. There's a saint for every profession, from every place and every type of work, rich and poor, peaceful leaders of armies, everything, scholars, smart, not so smart. There's a saint in there who is a friend for every one of us. Remember, the saints, better than anyone else, can teach us how to live. And we should never forget, it is no little thing to know how to live. And better than all others, the saints can teach us how to live.